Yourself Miracles Session 1, Why You Are Not Successful Now. Hey there, and welcome to Yourself Miracle. It's great to have you along, and I'm looking forward to working with you to supercharge your success beyond belief. This audio is the first part in a series of recordings that will change your life, guaranteed. They're unlike anything you've ever heard before, and far removed from a set of theories and concepts. They contain methods that will bring incredibly fast results, proven by me and many others that have used them. And the best part is, it's so easy to use these methods every day to guarantee you get what you want from life. Let me introduce myself. My name is Graham Bowl, but I'm better known as the Sledgehammer, or Sledge for short. I got this nickname from one of my online newsletter subscribers, who said that I don't take any prisoners and that I ram stuff home, and that he never forgets it. I was so proud of this that I adopted the name. I can assure you that after listening to these audios, you'll never forget me either. What are my credentials? Well, I've been very successful both financially and in my personal life. I have many streams of income from the internet, and I have a number of offline business interests around the world. I'm from London, England, in case you haven't worked it out. And I'm currently living in Beijing, China, as my next big project is here, and I already know it will succeed. I'm in better shape now than when I was 20 years ago, and I have a very young attitude towards life despite being 50 years old. Confident, eh? You bet. But most of these changes in my life are fairly recent, in the last 3 to 4 years to be exact. And they all stem from the concepts and techniques that I will share with you in this program to create your own self-miracle. I'm going to share with you many stories about my life and other ordinary people and how we changed our failure situations into successes in very rapid time. Now, if you've listened to other self-improvement speakers like Anthony Robbins, I want to tell you now that your self-miracle is very different. I'm a great admirer of Robbins, and I used his personal power program some years ago. Did it help me? Yes, it did. The only problem was that some of the techniques were just too damn difficult for me to implement, so I didn't get the maximum from the program to affect long-lasting change. Well, maybe this was my problem. But with the techniques in Your Self Miracle, they're all very easy to do and have long-lasting results. Also with Your Self Miracle, you will receive the much-needed follow-up and support from me. In fact, I devised a way that I can make sure you are making progress, because I won't let you download all the parts of the program at once, only one by one. You will only get the next part once you've proved to me that you've understood and acted on the previous one. What? You can't do that, Sledge. Yes, I can. I've been doing it for a long time. Now, why do I do this? Simple, because it's a sad fact that over 90% of people that buy any kind of self-improvement product don't even finish reading or listening to it. And of those that do finish it, only a fraction take any action to help themselves. Hey, if this touches a nerve, don't worry, I was like this too. It makes me cringe when I think about how many books and other stuff I've spent money on that I never finished reading because I just couldn't be arsed. Now, I used to blame everything from the presentation style to the boring style of the author if I didn't finish what I'd purchased. But of course, there was only one person to blame, and that was me. Now if I buy any self-improvement stuff, I read it from cover to cover, often more than once. It doesn't matter if the presentation sucks, or if it was written by the most anally retentive and dullest of people. I will always find some gem of information in the material. Now, I know that everyone is different, but studies have shown that people are far more likely to listen to an audio program in full than they are to read a manual on the same subject. Some studies reveal this to be true in 80% of cases. The other reason I produce Your Self Miracle in audio form is so that you can be magnetized by my incredible personality. Anyway, if you prefer reading, and to please everyone, I provide a transcript of each audio for you as well. What a hero you are, Sledge. With Your Self Miracle, you have to take small actions during and after each listening or reading. What? I've got to do something, Sledge. Count me out. Hey, listen up. These are small actions, and this is the key to succeeding. Taking small actions every day that build into staggering results. Some while ago, I developed a continuous proof of learning teaching technique where I was able to take complete computer newbies and turn them into totally confident users in very little time. Now, I've got to tell you, these were total know-nothings who just had a desire to learn. I gave them a complete layman's overview in 4 3-hour sessions with lots of practical repetition that turned them into totally confident users at the end of it. I received many glowing testimonials at the end of each session, which caused much resentment amongst my colleagues at the college. No one ever taught me how to teach. I just gave people what they wanted. My courses were always oversubscribed, and my phone didn't stop ringing with people asking me for more advice and wanting more private tuition. I did this for about 3 years, and only gave up because the college told me that I didn't know how to teach, and I should have a few people fail each course, so that they had to pay more money to take it again. Can you believe that? It was at that stage that I knew college lecturing was not for me. Your self-miracle works in the same way, with continuous proof of learning and repetition. It really works, and I guarantee it'll work for you. Okay, more about the rest of the course later. Let's now take a look at why you're not successful at the moment. Puh, that's pretty presumptuous of me, isn't it? Who am I to say you haven't succeeded? Well, call it intuition. I mean, why would you be listening to this if you've already been successful? A question I get asked a lot is, what is success? Well, the simple answer to that is, whatever you want it to be. Now, that's not a cop-out. I guarantee you that whatever your idea of success is will be entirely different to mine and everyone else on the planet. There will be two reasons why you don't consider yourself successful at the moment. The first and the resounding winner with all the people that I interact with is, you don't know what you want. Do you want financial independence? To excel in a sport? To find a dream lover? To be an astronaut? To be the president? I don't know. You have to decide. Not only do you have to decide, but you have to work out how you're going to get there, and you have to have the determination to see that plan through. That's it, three requirements. 1, decide what you want. 2, plan how you'll do it. And 3, then do it. Now, at this point, you might be thinking, well, didn't that smart ass make it sound so simple? Yeah, I did, because the process is simple. The hardest part is actually step 3, the doing it bit. And this is the second biggest reason why people are not successful. Your self-miracle gives you the tools to make all of this a breeze. In this audio, I will be explaining to you why these 3 steps are difficult for most people. They were for me too, until I devised the techniques in this program. So sit back and relax, because here we go. Firstly, I just want you to listen to something. Ready? Here we go. Did you hear that? No, Sledge. All I could hear was you breathing. Good. That's exactly what I wanted you to hear. Because I'm made of the same stuff as you. I have good days and bad days like you. I eat, sleep, go to the toilet, make mistakes, get feelings I can't be arsonist, and receive negative thoughts in my head just the same as you. I face different problems, or opportunities as I call them, every single day, just like you do. I just have the advantage of having learnt how to easily deal with these everyday things so I continue on my road to success. And that's what Your Self-Miracle is about. You have probably heard this a million times, so one more time won't hurt you. The only reason you haven't succeeded is you. Let's look at someone who many consider to be an icon of success, Bill Gates. Now, I believe that without his intuition and determination, computing would be nowhere near as prolific as it is today. Imagine if you had his ideas all these years ago about every home having a computer. Would you have followed through and created Microsoft? Remember that Gates is made of the same stuff as you and I. Whatever you believe about him, you have to admire what he's achieved. So, did you answer the question honestly? Would you have created Microsoft and do what Gates did? My belief is that at this moment you probably wouldn't have done it. And that's okay, because at the time most people wouldn't have done it, including me. Many people believe that some of us are born to succeed, or there is some divine rule that only allows a small portion of the population to be happy. This is complete crap. You never need permission from anybody to improve your life. Not your parents, your spouse, God, nobody. Please hear me, because many of today's successful people came from ordinary backgrounds like me, so I knew this was all nonsense. All you have to do is decide it's really what you want, and with the help of this program, you will get what you want. If you have studied success and the human mind before, you will know that everyone has at least two minds. Depending on which book you read on the subject, some say you have three minds. For simplicity's sake, I'll stick with just the two. Your conscious and subconscious minds. Your subconscious is your natural mind, which is working for you 24 hours a day. Yes, even when you sleep. Your subconscious never judges what goes into it, good, bad, positive, negative, empowering or limiting. Our conscious minds are awake when we are, and are responsible for the constant chatter in our heads. Our conscious minds are subject to thousands of different stimuli every day. This has got progressively worse for us over the years. Our great-great-grandparents had their own thoughts and the voices of other people to contend with every minute of the waking day, which was difficult enough to deal with. Now, we have that and the constant media we're subjected to, like TV, radio, telephones, the internet, advertising messages, etc. But it's our conscious minds that we must control to bring out the hidden power within us, and there are many ways of doing this. In Your Self Miracle, I'll show you the quickest way to get results. Look, the stuff I'm going to share with you in the program is so easy to apply you'll be amazed. I don't want you to waste your time doing pointless exercises or lightning joss sticks and chanting mantras all day. If that works for you, great, but you won't find any of that stuff in Your Self Miracle. Your conscious mind is like a gatekeeper, guarding the thoughts that enter your subconscious. Now this is critical, as the subconscious mind can give you anything you want in life, if it understands how badly you want it. Your mind has two opposing forces pulling you in different directions. I call these your higher and lower self. To explain, your higher self is the part of you that nags you to make your life better, while your lower self is the part of you that wants you to be a lard ass and watch more meaningless junk on TV and waste your precious time as much as possible. Now, the key to success is informing your higher self and continually pushing it to the forefront of your thoughts, while keeping your lower self way out of sight. If it sounds difficult, don't worry, it really isn't. It all comes down to controlling your thoughts. If you want to win the game of life, you can. If you want to be a drifter doing crap things for crap money, you can also do that. I know which I prefer. Here's an astonishing thing. Most people go and do something they hate 5 days a week, but won't put any time into improving their life. Is that incredible or what? Now you're probably thinking, well, smartass, I have to go and do my horrible job when my boss is worse than Hitler, or I can't pay my bills. Let me tell you, you can easily change that situation. And don't take this personally, I wasn't referring to you. You had enough higher self-drive to get hold of this audio and go this far with it. That simple action puts you way above the rest, my friend. Look, this may seem outrageous to you, but you should be grateful that the masses are drifters and their lower self prevails. Why? Because who would take away your trash and build your roads and make your car and sell you your groceries if everybody had the same desire to maximize their potential? I'm very grateful to them, and so should you be. Let me ask you a question. If you had bought something from a shop 30 minutes ago and realized as you were almost home that the cashier had shortchanged you by a dollar, what would you do? Think about it and answer it honestly. Well, this is what I would do. I'd just write it off. Just forget about it. Is this my lower self making me a lard ass by not going back and demanding my dollar? Absolutely not. It's my higher self confirming to me that my time is much more valuable than wasting at least an hour chasing a dollar. Well, that's fine for you, Sledge. You got pots of cash. Look, I've had this belief for many, many years, even when I was poorer than poor. What kind of emotions did that question stir up in your mind? Did the cashier deliberately rob you of a dollar? Or did the money fall on the floor? You may have experienced anger. This situation has happened to everybody I know. More often than not, it's a genuine mistake on somebody's part, maybe even yours. But one thing is certain, it isn't worth the time and stress to go fight it out. My grandma used to tell me when I was young, "Look after the pennies, boy, and the pounds will look after themselves." My grandma taught me many useful things when I was young, and I loved her dearly for that. But that particular piece of advice never worked for me. Don't be obsessed with small change or anything small in life. This is just fuel for the flames of your lower self. People let all the small things in life monopolize their thoughts, and this is so energy-sapping it's unbelievable. The human brain can only deal with one thought at a time, and if you allow your current thought to linger on, it will dominate you. Now, you will turn this into your advantage later on in the course, but for now let me give you an example that always seems to stress everybody out. Being late for something. Everybody has been late for something they deem important more than once in their life. Probably the most stressful ones are being late for an interview, late for a meeting with a boss, late for a date, late for a flight, and so it goes on. And of course, when you're late, whatever you try to do to make the time up just fails, doesn't it? The traffic is bad, you can't find a clean shirt or blouse, you can't find your car keys and whatever. Then your mind goes into overdrive. Why is this happening to me? Blah, blah, blah. The best way to deal with this is to get a message to the person who's going to be most upset with your lateness. But before you do this, just ask yourself this question. What's the worst thing that could happen to me here? Depending on the situation, you could get many answers like, I won't get a job, or my boss will flame my arse, or this new hot person I want to meet will forget me. Okay, then put this in perspective. You're not going to die, nor is anyone else. You will now feel a whole lot better, and you can calmly make the call. A few years ago, I used to go to lunch with a very good friend of mine most days. This guy was one of the smartest people I've ever had the pleasure of meeting, but he always had a problem with deciding what he should eat for lunch. He used to call me at 11:30 in the morning and want to debate about this. This was incredibly annoying, and in the end I told him just to wing it. Our restaurant always had a choice of at least 6 main courses a day, and it was just too much choice for him. Now, if you think this is crazy, then I have to tell you that too much choice can be a very big factor in stopping you succeeding with your life. Fortunately, there's an easy cure for this. Okay, here's another question. Can you find $1 million in a week? Now, your lower self will probably have jumped straight in with, what? Are you crazy? Where will I find $1 million in a week? It's impossible, you idiot. Okay, what if the question's changed a bit? Can you find $1 million in a week? Because if you don't, you will certainly die. Whoa, lower self, that's a whole new ballgame. Now, many things will come into your mind, good and bad. Well, I could rob a bank, or win the lottery, or ask 200 people to lend me $5,000, or maybe 200 banks, or I could go on TV and make an appeal, or I could do a combination of things. Hey, it's a miracle! What changed? Well, the task was the same, find $1 million in a week. But the emotion attached to dying was so strong that it immediately kicked in your higher self to start finding an answer for you. Now, with your self-miracle, I will show you how easy it is to conjure up strong emotions without the fear of dying to get a similar response. Once you have learned to put your higher self first, you will answer this kind of question differently. Maybe something along the lines of, well, that's a tough one, but there are a few possible ways I could raise $1 million. And you would then start to explore possible answers. You see, your thoughts determine what you are, what you do, and what you have in your life now and in the future. You will hear me repeat many important messages to you throughout the course, like this one. This is not because I want to bore you to death, but if you hear the same things over and over again, they get reinforced in your subconscious and become part of your mindset. This will help your higher self to become a more prominent part of your makeup, and soon it will take over from your lower self. But we have to be on our guard. Give your lower self a chance to take over, and it will gladly oblige. After a short time of using the mind tools in your self-miracle, you will find that your mind will be on autopilot, focused on the mission of achieving your desires and changing you into that new you that you want to be. But only if you use the program. I think it was Bacon who said that information is power. I don't fully agree with this and have changed it to information is power when you use it. So get your finger out your porthole and use it. I want to tell you a short story about someone who used your self-miracle to change her life. Her name is Crystal, and she's in her mid-30s. Now, Crystal always had a problem with her weight. She had tried so many diets that she'd lost count of the number. The problem was that she would get all enthusiastic when starting the diet, and then as the days rolled by, she would lose this and eventually end up back to her old bad eating ways. Now, Crystal knew that almost every diet that she went on produced a positive result for her. She would lose weight and she would feel so much better about herself. But her problem was sticking to the diet. Crystal discovered Your Self Miracle through a friend who had bought the program and had improved her life considerably by helping her follow through with all the things she wanted to do. Crystal's friend convinced her that it wasn't the diets that didn't work, a common belief held by most people, but her inability to follow through that was the problem. So Crystal decided to get a copy of the program. Now, armed with her newly discovered techniques from Your Self Miracle, Crystal started another diet. This time, she stuck to it rigidly and thoroughly enjoyed the process. So much so that she lost 32 pounds in 4 short months to get to her target weight, and more importantly, she has stayed there to this day. You see, Your Self Miracle is not just about making you more money. It will help you do that if that's what you want. But for Crystal, she just wanted to get to her target weight and stay there so she could feel great about herself. I'm delighted to say that the program was the major factor in her achieving that. So what will Your Self Miracle do for you? Well, in the second session, I'll help you decide what you want from your life, both in the short and longer terms. It won't just require you to write a set of useless goals, but will guide you to consider what you really want and give you a technique that will set you on fire to achieve what you want. Even if you currently have life goals, or desires, as I prefer to call them, it's worth checking them against this process to make sure they're right for you and using the right techniques to drive you to achieve them. Then in session 3, you'll learn a very powerful technique to help you to plan for your success. In fact, this is so powerful that ideas will still be coming to you days after you've used it. This is followed by the most important session in the program, how to control your mind so that you follow through on your plans. Here I share with you some incredibly simple but immensely powerful techniques that will supercharge your subconscious mind and automatically drive you to taking the necessary action to get what you want. This is all in session 4. I will give you the tools to build an iron resolve in session 5. What does this mean? Well, it's vital that you have the traits that will ensure that you follow through with everything that you do in life, and all successful people have an iron resolve. Do you need more confidence? Of course you do. How about turning on confidence any time that you want it, and for any situation? Session 6 of Your Self Miracle will show you exactly how to do this. In the 7th session, I will share 2 amazing techniques that will bring you happiness every single day of your life. Now, do you want to accelerate your success? Silly question, I guess. Well, session 8 will show you how to make things happen for you super fast. And to wrap it all up, session 9 provides the tools that you need to make sure that your higher self prevails every day of your life. There will be days when you're really fired up and have a whole bunch of stuff to do, and then bang, something major gets in your way and you have to devote the whole day or longer to it. This will happen to you, and you need to know how to keep your desires hot in your mind so that as soon as you have the chance to get back to work on your dreams again, you will still be incredibly passionate about this. No other self-improvement program covers this very important issue in so much detail. Okay, you now have to make a decision. Are you going to join me in creating Your Self Miracle, or will you let your lower self put more lard in your ass? If you do decide to join me, then I will help you all the way through the program. Remember, the unique design of Your Self Miracle means that you can't progress to the next stage until you've completed the last and proven this to me. If you think about it, this means you can't fail. And once you've completed the program, you can use it over and over again to drive you whenever you need it. I also provide you with your own personal space online where you can communicate with me and record your important stuff. Change your life today with Your Self Miracle. I hope you've enjoyed this recording, and I look forward to joining you for the next one entitled Getting Anything You Want. Just go to selfmiracle.com and go get it now. See you soon, and remember, success comes in cans, not can'ts.